Hi, how
are
you going?
Oh, I'm very good. CFA Rombo, you've been involved now for 19 years, you told me off air.
Yeah, 19 years approximately off the top of my head.
How did your involvement begin? What sparked your interest?
What sparked my interest? One of the long-standing members there who's about approximately the same age as me. Oh, she's probably a couple of years younger, so if she hears this, she'll shoot me. I'm nearly 40 now. I started with her. She said, come on down to the station and meet us. Come and volunteer with us. And I said, oh, what do you do down there? She said, can we fly at five? I said, I don't know whether I'd be helpful in that.
Yep.
She said, hey, we'll put you through some training and we're an amazing team. How about you come and check it out? And the rest is history.
What an amazing way to sell the CFA to somebody. We fight fires. And
yeah.
For someone that had probably no interest, had never thought about it. And the thought of fighting a fire is pretty daunting. But 19 years later, I mean, you've done a lot of training, haven't you? You don't just get in the CFA and sit there and you end up doing what you're comfortable with.
That's correct. Absolutely. So the community members generally come in and they're a bit dubious, and I understand that, and say, oh, what could I offer you? But it's amazing. We have so many different people from so many different walks of life. We've had nurses. We've had teachers. We've had CEOs. We've had police officers. At Current, we've got members from Select Harvest and all those different companies that are around us. We've got members that are living in the town and work for our locals. So we've got some amazing local companies that are really close to the station that have members of the CFA right there, which makes it really handy. So AutoPro Robinvale, we have two members that are there and it's straight across the road and it's amazing. But what we are doing is struggling right now. We're calling out to our community members to say, can you come and stand up with us? We need some help. We need to share the load. We're struggling.
Yeah, I think COVID's done a lot of damage in a lot of areas. There's probably another one is the CFA, but as a community, you normally got the numbers out of the community to run the CFA in that town pretty comfortably, haven't you? So it's a bit of a surprise, Emma, that you're struggling for numbers. If a person's out there this afternoon listening to this, which they will be, do people go to training? Do you have social nights during the week? How many hours commitment per week, if there's no fires, do you have to put into it?
So we train every Tuesday evening at 7:30. Obviously, we love commitment. We'd love to see you there every week. However, people have a life. They certainly do. As long as we're doing the ultimate training goals, there's in-between times that are a little bit quieter where they spend time with their families. We've got many people like myself. There's two partners or the whole family's part of the fire brigade to make up those numbers. But we do train in Robinvale at 7:30 every Tuesday night. We do run a meeting once a week, once a month. That is so that we can pay our bills or do things that we need to do.
It doesn't take a lot of hours per week if you want to get involved with the CFA up at Robinvale. It's a big social thing as well, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. We become a really big family and all get along so well. So it's a really good social barrier. So new people come to town. I think our problem here in the area is it's a very transient town. So people come to work and then they leave again. So we're really calling on those people out there that think, you know what, I might like to join the CFA. I'm going to be here for a couple of years. Let's go and check it out. They can move on to another station once they're trained. That's fine. However, we're just struggling to keep those numbers here at the moment. So, and I can't say it's an individual Robinvale thing either. We're a huge district, District 18. It starts from Mildura and works its way down. And our towns are small, the smaller towns, they have brigades there as well. So if you were to go online and check it out and say, hey, I want to check out what a CFA volunteer might be, you put your postcode in and it will give you your closest CFA station to you.
As you said off air, Emma, you can either be an active or non-active member of a CFA too.
Oh,
so you don't have to, absolutely. If you're sitting there this afternoon thinking, we're fighting fires right up close, and you don't have to do that.
Yeah. you don't have to at all. So if you wanted to be an operational volunteer, you would do your general firefighter training first, okay? Yep. And then you would be able to become attending in incidents and doing all those things, okay? But then if you decided, hey, I don't think I could be in an operational role, there is so many opportunities to help us out with everything else. So we attend events like markets and activities, and being a CFA member is about trying to prevent those fires. So not just us fighting them once they happen. It is about educating the community, building relationships, engaging with the community, and just putting that education right across our local communities, making sure people have got smoke alarms. Smoke alarms are so important in your house.
Yeah.
And the different things that happen in different times. We start up heaters in winter, and we need to really think about whether they're safe or not. So being a part of the fire brigade is also promotion and publicity on how to be safe and how to protect yourself from those incidents.
Emma, you got an open night on the 13th of July.
Yes. SES have actually got an open night, and we're joining them. So it's the 13th of July. It's a Wednesday night, and it's going to be amazing. We're hoping to get all the emergency services to come through, and you can check them out and see if one of them fits you as a community member, an SES or fire brigade or an ambulance officer. It would be amazing to see some of our community members out there.
Best way to contact the CFA Robinvale would be social media page.
Yeah, you can check us out on the Robinvale Facebook page, absolutely. Yep. If you wanted to do an expression of interest, however, you would just type in become a CFA volunteer in your Google, in your phone, on your internet.
Too easy.
And it will take you through all the prompts. It will say, where are you from? You put your postcode in.
Yep.
And it follows through these blue arrows. You'll follow them all through brigade, and it'll say expression of interest. So you put yourself out there, and then we'll give you a call back.
That is too easy, Emma. Let's say,
hey, come along. We'll be there on 7:30 Tuesday.
Yeah.
The other way is just turn up.
Yeah.
7:30 Tuesday, come and meet us. Bring a mate with you. If you're feeling worried about coming on your own, bring a mate with you. Just as friendly as I am on the radio, I'm going to make you feel welcome. It's there's no pressure. We just want to come meet you and see if you think it's going to fit for you.
Yeah, it would be great to pick up some new members up there at Robinvale. I'm almost out of time, Emma. It's been great to have you on the program. Look, best of luck. Stay in touch, and let's hope we can gain some interest and get the ball rolling again after a couple of years of weirdness.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. Thank you so much, Damien. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No worries, Emma. We'll speak soon.
Talk to you soon. See you, mate.